Record cattle prices, coupled with one of the worst droughts in living memory, has made for a bittersweet year in the West. In Longreach, there hasn't been cattle sales since May 2014. Livestock agent Bill Seney describes 2015 as the year that wasn't.
We had no sales at all this year for 2015, which has happened before in Longreach, but I've been here 15 years and I've never seen it like this. We only had 3 sales last year and we've had no sales this year, and all purely due to season.
How has it affected your business and businesses around the town?
Well, I can speak on behalf of the agents. Like, it's when you're an agent that predominantly makes a large percentage of your income out of a local sale yard, it obviously makes it very, very tough. But it's not only the agents that have done it tough out of the sale yards being shut down. Like, the sale yards is an industry that really supports the town. There's a lot of people that work throughout the sale yards for the agents, for the contractors of the yards, the truck companies, the motels, the fuel stations in town. Like, on a weekly basis, when we're having markets here, there's buyers and truck companies that come from as far as Victoria and as far north as the Northern Territory to operate through the Longreach sale yard. So they've all got to get fuel somewhere, eat somewhere, have a bed, all those sort of things. So it's a big flow on effect. It probably starts with the agents and the producers, but goes right through the whole town itself.
How would you sum up how 2015 has been from an agent's point of view?
Yeah, Lydia, I'll definitely say 2015 has been a very tough year, but let's put 2015 behind us, wait for a wet 2016 and get right into this cattle market, get these sale yards cranked up and going again, and look positive and stay positive and it'll be right.
Longreach-based livestock agent Bill Seney. Meanwhile, 2 hours to the south in Blackall, cattle sales continued sporadically throughout the year, but wound up 3 weeks earlier than normal. Livestock agent Peyton Fitzsimons says it's the earliest he's seen sales end in his 11 years.
We normally sell in Blackall here right up until the second week in December. Our last sale here was on the 18th of November, so we're probably 3 weeks in front of ourselves, and even leading up to that last sale, sales were only sort of running every sort of 2 to 3 weeks. Obviously, everyone's running out of cattle in the Central West, and I would nearly say probably bar the Jericho district, but Aramac, Blackall and Winton and Longreach districts, less than 20% would be running now cattle, their numbers.
The cattle market's been a hot topic throughout 2015, but how do you think it's going to go as we head towards the start of 2016?
Without a doubt, the prices we've received this year have been enormous. They're going to keep going on off the back of, just a real general lack of numbers. Low Aussie dollar, everything is ticking all the boxes for the cattle market. Prices, I think we're going to see a very good 1 to 2 years with cattle prices purely off the back of the lack of supply.
Have you been happy with how the year's gone?
Yeah, my word. Obviously, we're in the business of selling cattle, and we have sold a lot of cattle, but there's a lot of cattle we have sold that we never really wanted to, especially those breeders and the core stock that we need to generate numbers next year. A lot of those cattle have gone, so it's going to be very interesting how our clients and many people in the Central West are going to restock next year. But we would have loved to have sold fat cattle all year, but that just wasn't the case.
How's the feeling going into 2016?
We want rain. We want it today, not tomorrow or the next day. We want rain today. So look, that's the big feeling. Cattle prices will be, for the first time in probably a century, the least of our worries. Our worry is the season, and we need it to break now.